Pesach, which is a sugya that has many, many aspects to it, and I doubt I'll be able to answer all the questions on the topic. However, the klolim, as I brought down here in the Paiskim, we should be able to learn. Tinta Ruvus Chametz. Okay, before we begin, just we have to, when we talk about Taruvus, we have to talk about, I think, four situations or four categories of Taruvus. Is Taruvus means a mixture. Now, if you have plain Chametz, that's Chametz, that's not Taruvus Chametz. When you have a product that's manufactured, then it's got Chametz in it, that's Taruvus Chametz. One of the ingredients is Chametz. So I think there are four situations which we're going to try to cover today. Situation number one is when there's a mixture of min b'minai. Min b'minai means that you have flour which is chametz thick and flour which is pesach thick, and the two mix and then they're baked. Or if you have matzah meal, which is chametz thick, and matzah meal, which is pesach thick, and they mix. That's called min b'minai. The two things are the same min. They have the same taste, and that's called min b'minai. And the question is how that is bottled. Then we have a case, more common, of min b'einai minai. We have a mixture of min b'einai minai, meaning you have flour, let's say chametz stick of flour as an ingredient with things that taste different than it. In other words, flour is an ingredient, licorice. So you have a lot of different ingredients, and one of them is flour. That's called min be'enai minai. So this is, anybody who learns Yeridaya knows at the outset that there's a difference between min be'enai and min be'enai minai. What is the difference? Min be'enai minai, when you have two things that have different tastes and they mix, let's say treifas, you have a treifa ingredient in a mixture. So we know it's bottled b'shishin. It's bottled 1 in 60. If a drop of milk falls into a chicken soup, so if you can see the milk, you scoop it out. But if it falls into the chicken soup and it dissipates into the chicken soup, so now you have a mixture of milk and chicken, and afal pi kein, if it's 60th, it's bottled. Why is that? Because we have a rule, tam ki ikar. We want to have Gzeres HaKosuf, by the Zoraya B'Sheila, that tam ki ikar, that the something that gives a taste is osur. Now, the din of a 60th is an estimation. That's the way we paskin. If you would know it gives taste, and it's more, it's less than a 60th and it gives taste, it's still osur. It's still treif. You could taste the treif ingredient. But our assumption is that if something is mixed into 60 times as much, that tam ke'ikr, if it has taste, it's as if it's there. And if the taste is not there, then it's bottle. Bottle b'shishim. That's min be'enai minai. What about min b'minai? When you have min b'minai, you can't judge by taste. If you have two things that are the same taste and they mix one with the other, now you can't judge by taste. There's no tam ke'ikr. So we paskin that's batel b'rayv. It's batel b'rayv if you have something treif and something kosher, which mixes, and they're both the same min, then min b'minai, I mean, atayra min b'minai is batel b'rayv. And we're going to discuss now the dinim of min b'minai as regards Pesach. We would think that min b'minai doesn't come up. When does min b'minai come up on Pesach? The truth is, in those matzah bakeries that are not adequate, the machinery is not adequately cleaned. The matzah bakeries where people are more reluctant to use the machine matzahs from because they don't clean them every 18 minutes. What is the limud schus on that? What's the problem? The problem is in these matzah bakeries, it's fascinating to see the way that everything runs by machine. And basically, they have one floor where they have a big mixing chamber, which has water and flour, which goes in. It's computerized how much goes in. It mixes. Then it pours it out, the whole chamber tilts, and there's a trap door in the floor. The flour goes down the chute, and that chute leads directly into a machine. Now, what is the machine? The whole machine are rollers. The rollers, which have to take this big glob of dough and do what these ladies do, but him as they make it thin. But here it's a tremendous job. They're very heavy rollers, and the rollers turn. It goes from roller to roller in sort of a zigzag pattern until the matzahs come out thin enough, and they come to the table, and they run down the table, and there's something which makes holes in it. There's something which cuts them into matzahs, and then they run through on the belt. The belt goes right through a long oven. It comes out on the other side baked, and there's a chute. It actually goes down a chute without breaking. It goes down to the floor below. It's three floors. Top floor is where the dough is made. Bottom floor is the machinery, the oven. Bottom floor, it falls in a chute directly onto a little platform that is weight sensitive, and as soon as it hits, let's say, a pound, 1 pound box, it just moves on, gets put into a plastic, and like no hands touch it from the time that no hands touch it at all the whole way through. It's all machinery, and it's all mechanized. There are two people who stand by the chute where it comes out of the oven and goes down the chute. They keep an eye for kfulais, or for matzahs that look like there's something wrong with them. And the truth is, I was once there. I asked them, well, if you see a kfula, what do? You can't reach it. Like, they look for it. So they have somebody downstairs, and they tell them, you know, catch the kfula. But it's very rare that the matzahs are, you see, bought machine matzahs. They usually are very uniform. What are the problems? The problems are with the rollers. The rollers tend to stick to the dough. And the dough, the whole heter they have that they don't clean it every 18 minutes, is it's all computerized from the time they make the dough till it comes out baked. It's much less than 18 minutes. So there's no problem. The problem is that dough sticks to the rollers, so they switch to Teflon rollers, which the dough doesn't stick to. Problem is that the very first rollers, a Teflon roller doesn't do the trick. They need a metal roller, and they have a contraption there which, as the roller turns, is a blade which is attached right above the roller, and as the roller turns, it scrapes the dough off, and that's what they rely on. It's not a perfect system, and if somebody goes in, looks at it, if somebody was trying like to troubleshoot, you would ask yourself right away, is this good enough? There are little bits of dough which can work their way into the matzah that have been from the previous dough, which stick to the roller. They stick to the edge of the roller, they stick to the blade itself, or even when the blade scratches it, it's not clear where all that dough is supposed to fall. That's the area of pikpuk, that those who have pikpukim on the machine matzahs, certainly that's their hesitation. What's the limud zchus? The limud zchus is that it's a mixture of min b'minay anyway. Even let's say some dough sticks onto the roller and it becomes chametz, a little bit of dough becomes chametz. Afterwards, you're afraid it's going to work its way into one of the matzahs. It'll work its way, b'taruvis, into the matzahs. And the most it could be is a tiny amount, min b'minay. So even if it's min b'minay, we're going to have to see. If you pass min b'minay is batel. So then again, it's not going to be a problem. Oh, okay. So the introduction has to be. I told you we're going to have four categories. I covered two. There's min b'minay and min b'einay minay, a mixture. So right away, you ask the question, what do you mean? Everybody knows chametz is also b'mashu, right? Chametz also b'mashu. That's the whole chaimer of chametz. Chametz is also b'mashu. So let me tell you. What chametz is only also b'mashu on Pesach, or it could be erev Pesach from Shor Shishis, from erev Pesach in the afternoon. Before Pesach, chametz is batel, with the rules that we're going to learn. Before Pesach, chametz is batel, just like any treifus is batel. The whole din of chametz being also b'mashu, which is din the rabbanon, is only on Pesach itself. Before Pesach, chametz is batel. That's why, for example. Okay, all right, before Pesach, there are really two things. First of all, chametz is not also b'mashu before Pesach. And also, einai ben yaymai, a keli, if you have a chametz stick, a spoon, which somehow you stir the chicken soup on Pesach with, it makes it chametz stick. There's no heter there, it's not a ben yaymai, but that's also only on Pesach. Before Pesach, if a woman is cooking before Pesach and she accidentally uses a chametz stick, a keli, which is not a ben yaymai, usually the kitchen is kashered already, the keli might not be a yaymai from chametz, so it's mutter. And I have every year a lady or two who calls, you know, they're cooking before Pesach and something went wrong, and I don't know how it happened. They're not even asking about the food, they're asking if they have to kasher the whole kitchen. And I tell them the food is mutter also, and none of the ladies ever believe me. They wouldn't use it on Pesach. If they're cooking before Pesach and they use the chametz stick, a spoon, to stir something on the fire, they wouldn't, my wife included, wouldn't use it on Pesach, even though it's 100% mutter, if it's Einar ben Yaimin. So, Shabbos, well, if you can use a Pesach, you have to ask the ladies if they can use the Shabbos. So these are basic rules that we have to know sort of going in. There are two big chumras of chametz. One is the chumra of mashahu, and the other is of keli ene ben yaymei asis. So going in, we have to know that's all on Pesach. That is not true before Pesach. Now, your kavan is not to be vav. Vav was only if your kavan is a bit more. That happens agav or something. What? It could be true as well, but okay. Now I should tell you that the kashrus organizations, all of them, as far as I know, have been mekabel in their hechsherim that they don't give a hechsher a Pesach tik a hechsher for anything that has a mashu of chametz that's bottled before Pesach. That's their policy. And the OU, the OK, the Chavke, the big organizations that give Hechsher and Pesach products, all have this thing that they don't accept anything with even a mashu of chametz in it at all. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Heinemann tells about the apple juice plant where all the kosher for Pesach apple juice is made, which is near Baltimore, and the apple juice that they make, apple juice all year round, is a chametz issue. I mean, it's not an issue because all year round we eat chametz, but it's a chametz issue because wheat bran is used to get the apple pieces to settle. If you ever saw apple cider, you know it has a cloudy look to it. Apple juice has a clear look. To get that to settle, wheat bran is used, is put in. I'm not sure exactly how it works, but the gook, if you could use the word, sticks to the bran and it settles down to the bottom. What? It could be it's in a filter. This is the way I was told, is that the gook sticks to it and it separates and it settles down. And the OUP or the Star KP or the Chav KP or any apple juice, they're makbid not to do the filtering that way. They use some alternate method. He talks about it. He came in and there was apple juice with a heksher from one of the Brooklyn Rabbanim, who has a European town appended to his name, who was never in the plant. And he called this Rav and he told the Rav, I came in, I see it has your heksher and it has a lot of Yiddish letters on it. You should just know that it has bran. It was made with bran. So this Rav said, oh, chagamein, was kenshenzaim at apple juice, and he said, oh, I'm going to recall it, and whatever happened, this is all before Pesach. So Rav said, you know, if this Rav would have told him, yeah, I know it has bran, but it's mutter, you know, before Pesach, how much chametz remains in the apple juice? Less than a 60th for sure. So it's bottle, so it's 100% mutter. He said, if this is what the Rav would have told him, he would have had respect for him, you know, he's right. Chametz is bottle before Pesach. But he told him he's giving me a Pesach Kehesher and he never goes down to the plant. So that's, you know, it's like a different level of... but anyway, my point is that this is the going in... What? Yeah, they've acted up here. Rizal, that there should be no... that there should be nothing. Anyway, this is the Hagdama of the first two categories. Min b'mina and min b'ayna mina. After that, we get to the next two categories, which are bliyais of chametz, no be'en, just bliyais. Bliyais means you had your chalent, you had barley in the chalent, you take out a potato. is that potato chametz stick. It had barley in the pot. The barley gave taste, but there's no mamashis in the potato. Now, of course, there's no question that the potato is nice and tam and it's chametz stick. The question we're going to deal with is whether one is over on Bal Yerah, Bal Yimatzeh, by holding things that have blias of chametz in them. In other words, well, the potato and the chont, I don't think anybody would hold over Pesach. But let's say, what? Isn't
beer
is blias? No, I think beer is more than that. I think beer is meperis of Sirim. It's meperis. But anyway, the issue is going to be when you have something, a product, which is made on machinery, which a machinery is used for chametz, and you have that product on your house, so you wouldn't use it on Pesach. But can you hold on to that, or is that something that you have to destroy? Tam ki ikur is dairaisa. The taste that's in the food is a din dairaisa. Is tam ki ikur dairaisa that you have to get rid of the food? Well, not. There's a very big difference. So you could have products in your house that are not Pesach dik, but they're not chametz dik. Why would you think they're chametz dik? But if they have machinery, they're made of machinery that chametz is made on, that would change the whole. The whole question. You wouldn't eat it on Pesach, but you're allowed to save it or not. That's the third issue.
And
the fourth issue is kalim. Kalim that have blias of chametz. Not only the kalim, but food which is made in Pesach tikka kalim. In other words, the blias is what we call a nat bar nat. Chametz tikka kalim. Nat bar nat. In other words, there are four levels of mixture. When you have be'en and be'en mixed, that's the first two categories. Min be'minai, min be'en be'minai. You have actual flour mixed into the licorice or mixed into whatever it is you're eating. Those are the first two categories. Third category is where there's no be'en of the chametz, but there's taste of the chametz. It was cooked together, the taste went in. The fourth and final category is when you have bli'ais that went into a keli, and then from the keli into either they're in the keli or they went into a food. In other words, the when you have things that are made on machinery, that's chametzik machinery, that's really the fourth category. Because there, the blia is what we call a nat bar nat. Nat bar nat means the blia went from the chametz into a keli, into a pot, and then from the pot into other foods. That's the most lenient of all the forms of blia. It's called a nat bar nat, and that's the fourth category. So these are the four categories of blias that we are going to discuss, all in just Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, we get on to the question of chametz she'ipsha, of chametz that's not ready l'achila, that we'll probably get to next week. But these are the four categories of blias, and each of which we would never dream of eating on Pesach. But there's a second shaila, and that is whether you're allowed to have it. Or if you have it over Pesach, till after Pesach, does it become? Is there a knas? Do you have to? Are you allowed to eat the chametz shor v'lo v'pesach? So these are the rules that we're going to have to learn here in the first sif of Siman Tuf Mem Beis. So let's see what it says. What? How they get a share in the kasher machines? They would have to either kasher or replace it, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. Now the parts with the chametz is not, where the dough is not hot, is not a problem. It only gets hot when it goes to be there. Anything could be replaced, whether they replace it or not, I don't know. And what goes to the oven, I imagine, is self kasher. Okay. So let's see Sifawa. Taruv is chametz. Oiver in alav mishum bal yirah ubal yimatzeh. Yoiver on the surim bal yirah bal yimatzeh is of course the buzzword for the two lavim. La yirah l'chametz v'la yimatzeh. These two lavim, which are an isser on owning chametz. Maybe a different week we'll get into what it means exactly, bal yirah, and what it means bal yimatzeh. But basically, for our purposes, it's the isser on maintaining, on having chametz. And the derabbanon, the knas, is anybody who's over by rabbi yamatzeh, there's a knas of chametz shor v'lo v'pesach. So Shulchan Aruch says that if you have a mixture of chametz, even a labishim bayirah bayimah, take a guy. And it gives certain examples, which we don't have today. Hamurayis is some type of a fish brine that has some type of chametz mixed in. Kutach HaBavli, the most famous Babylonian food. Kutach HaBavli was lucky enough to be made of chametz, salt, and sour milk. There are probably other ingredients. I don't imagine it tastes very good, but those are the only ingredients. What? Yogurt. So therefore, it's in Hilchus Chametz. It's in the dinum of Davar Charif, because of the salt. It's in the dinum of Basa B'chol, because of the milk. But anyway, Kutach HaBavli, the Shechar Hamadai, some type of beer. Chok Yaitze Be'elu, and anything similar, Midvarim and Echolim. Avol. Davar, I'm sorry about the turning of the pages. Avol Davar Sheyesh Bei Taruv, it's called Amelus and Taruv. Avol Davar Sheyesh Bei Taruv is Chametz. Ve'enai Roi La'achila. Mutter l'kaimai b'Pesach. Something that has a mixture of chametz, but is not roi la'achila. Now this we call chametz nuksha in Chazal's Lashon. Now we're going to have to see, what does it mean? A mixture of chametz that's not roi to eat. And mutter l'kaimai b'Pesach, you're allowed to have it. So here we have a great kula. Something that you can't eat is mutter. Now what does it mean you can't eat it? Does it mean you can't eat it? Does it mean a dog can't eat it? Means ain't roi lachilas adam, ain't roi lachilas kela. Not so clear. Nuksha literally, I suppose, means hardened chametz. It's a phrase for chametz which is not edible, which was never edible, which is not edible mitchila. The gain areva saavdonim shnasma lasaychei kemach for oirais afilu nostam shachas kaidem abir harizem muta lekaimai. If you used chametz to work out leather or any other type of a thing. The Gemara talks about glue that's made out of chametz. You have a wallpaper that's made out of the glue and it's glued with chametz. So Erev Pesach, you have to rip down the, take off the glue? No. Hey, is that mutter l'kaimai? V'm lo'y nostan ha'ayrais, v'm nostan ha'kemach kaidem gimel yamim l'shas ha'bir, mutter l'kaimai. If you only put in the kemach into this mixture and you didn't work out the iris yet, so up to 3 days before Mutula Kaima, Shara Nipsad Vihivish, that's how long it takes to become spoiled. Tayakim Uyamim Chayav Levayar. Again, this particular item we don't have. Chena Kilar, Varatia, Vaspalanis, Vatriaka, Shinoth Mosaika Chametz, Mutula Kaima Vipesach, Shara Nipsad Surah Sachametz. Basically, what we are going to have, and this we're going to get to more next week, is the following rule. Chametz Nuksha, which means that it was never roi l'achila, is mutter as long as it's not roi l'achilas adam. You don't need any roi l'achilas kelev. Chametz, which was originally roi l'achilas adam, and then became spoiled, so it already had a shem chametz, shem eichel, it has to be nifsal me'achilas kelev in order to be mutter. This is the rule of thumb, which really the Shulchan Aruch talks about more in Sif Beis, and we're going to get back to. But Sif Aleph already has plenty. We have the second half of the Sif, which talks about things that are not roi l'achila, which, as I said, we'll get into later. But let's turn back to the first issue, which I told you there are four categories. The Shulchan Aruch gives it very short shrift. Shulchan Aruch just says, Taruv is chavetz, ayim shubayu abayim matzah. What taruv is? How much taruv is? How much is in the mixture? Is it min b'minai, min b'einai, minai? So the Shulchan Aruch leaves it for the Magen Avraham to elaborate upon, and so we're going to have to see not the whole first Magen Avraham, which I think is quite long, but at least the basic rule. Magen Avraham Aleph, Taruv is Chavetz, Kasa Magemishn, Perek Dalet. Dafka Sheyesh by Kazayis Chametz, Besoich Achilas Pras. That the only time Chametz is Aser is the mixture is Shishim? Nah, nothing to do with Shishim. Kizayis chametz b'toich achilas pras v'zeikar, and he holds us the yikar. That means that in the mixture of chametz, it's mutter if it's something which, if you ate it, you wouldn't be over on eating the shear. Now, what that means is a kizayis is roughly an eighth of a pras. So it's a question: is it a sixth or an eighth? Let's call it an eighth of a pras. That means that the amount of chametz in the mixture to be Ivan by Rabbi Yimatzai has to be 1/8, not 1/60th, according to the Magen Mishnah. Why? Because Bayira, Bayi Matzei, we understand to be a Hagdarah on something which the Torah calls Chametz, and whatever the Torah calls Chametz is something that if you eat a person is Chayav Karis. So therefore, the Magen Mishnah holds Chametz by definition is something that if I ate it, if a person ate it, he'd be Chayav Karis. So that has to have a Kazayis with Echilas Pras. If the mixture is less than 1/8, which is a Kazayis with Echilas Pras, so if a person ate it, he would be over on Chatzishir, but he wouldn't be over on an Issacharis. So then the Magen Mishnah holds that's less than the Shir, and there's no problem, even Mimbe Ein Amina he's talking about. There's no Deraisa by Ra by Matze. That's what we're talking about. Now we're talking about eating it. Certainly there's no knas. I think that the Magen Mishnah holds there's no issa bayirah bayimatzeh either. Yeah, the bayirah is only on that which is a chi of karas on. V'yeshayimrim v'afu b'sheina yayver b'achi l'asai chaya b'biur. Others disagree. They say that even if you're not over because it's not a gezayis b'achilas pras, you're still obligated to get rid of it. Afu b'shamurim b'kama zeisim Oyveru shari yesham kazayis chametz. Vakesa mishnah hiskim li yesham. So we have a machlokes to Magen Mishnah and the Kesa Mishnah. Magen Mishnah paskins that if you have a mixture of chametz and it's not b'kdechilas pras, you still not allowed to eat it, but there's no iser on you don't have to burn it. There's no iser on having it over Pesach. The yeshamru, which is the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef, holds that no, it does even if it's not a kazayis b'kdechilas pras. However, he still holds that there has to be a total of a kezayis in the mixture. So that if you have a mixture, a certain amount, you have a container full of whatever it is that has a mixture of chametz in it, that container has to have a kezayis of chametz in the whole container in order for there to be a problem of bayirah bayimatzeh and a chiyav biur. If the whole container still doesn't have a kezayis, then vayter is no problem. Because without a kezayis, the Kesef Mishnah's mighty have to have a kezayis. He just holds that the kezayis goes by the whole container of food, not by kezayis the achilas pras. So this is the machloikus for the shear of min be einay minay. Even like a ketchup bottle, right? So if you have a ketchup bottle and you have some ketchup in it, it's a taruvas chametz. So now I don't know the facts, but if there's less than a kezayis the achilas pras, so then you're allowed to then according to the Magen Mishnah you're allowed to hold, you're like not even by your Rabbi Matzei. According to the Kesef Mishnah you're even by your Rabbi Matzei if the whole bottle has a kezayis of chametz.
But this is
when there's no shishim, right? Bottle of shishim certainly be mud. Right, bottle of shishim before Pesach remembers even what to eat on Pesach. Even when we're talking about eating it, we're talking about the issur of owning it. No, I don't think we're going to start judging people to how much they would eat. If you want to find such a gather, you have to find it. But Pashtus, it's just the set rule.
What about Tom? If a
Tom Kicker, he's made that Tom Kicker is a problem when it comes to eating the taruvis. But when it comes to owning the taruvis, what they're saying is that there's no kezayis. They both agree there's no kezayis in the whole mixture, that there's no iser of bal yirah, there's no chi of getting rid of it.
So what if I have a gallon of ketchup and I put it in this bowl, now it's okay?
If you one person owns 5-6 different bottles that together have a kezayis, sounds like it's okay. That's what it sounds like. I don't know. Is this strange? Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Take a quick look. What? If what? No. That's a different thing. In a room, there's a machlaikis by crumbs in a room, if you would sweep it together. But I don't think it has to do with this. With Taruvus, I don't think so at all. Where is he bringing the machlokes? V'yesh tesvirolei afilu lav einbay kol kach deleka b'taruvus shir kazayis v'deachilas pras. That's what we had as the first shita, and the other shita brings first. Daiva lav zeh afilu einbay kazayis v'deachilas pras. Rakmi achilay nechayav kars kuliyama elam ken yesh boy kazayis v'deachilas pras. Mishabur doesn't say clearly. Mishnah Brura doesn't address what you're saying. Let's see what the Magen Avraham says, because we're not done yet. So far, he only talked about the Daraisa. Venerally, now he goes on to. Wait, there's only talking about the Daraisa. Yeah, I don't get the drama.
The
Gemara says that the Echilas Pras Paschitim Pras is an amount, yeah. He's asking here how you measure the shear. Maybe ketchup should measure differently. I could drink ketchup.
If I'm not mistaken, I've only checked up. I think Rav Hanan said that ketchup is not common
to kibbutz. That could be. All right, I don't mean to get into that. Venerally. Dim nisar of min b'minai. What about min b'minai? You can get kemach b'kemach. Oz in this battle barayv enay yivralav. So he says min b'minai again before Pesach. There's no isser to have min ha'tayra. The midai raisa mutaloyich leilachet chila. K'mayshu kasav biyaredeis mitzadiches. U'makolshkei disharei l'shoisai midai raisa. And certainly you're allowed to hold min b'minai as long as it's battle barayv. Al min b'she'enay minai. Af agav dechilek kazayis mikdei achilas pras loyloki al achilasai. Hainu mishum she'im mitzdarev hakazayis. That's not because it's not awesome. It's because the kazayis is not mitzdarev. Kim she'in ha'chalasi b'vasa achas. Avol chayiv levara ishu mitzurf memela. But if it's the kazayis is there in the keli, that you have to get rid of because it's mitzurf memela, it's in the keli. Bayin shom b'tur l'das rashi. Because of ator. The chol davar she'in osur b'achila min ha'tayra. Anything we talked about now, deraisis. So anything that's not also b'achila min ha'tayra, muta la'arvay l'chatchila v'l'shoisay. We have here first machlaikus rishayim. The tour holds that something that's not also to eat min ha'tayra, then that thing you're allowed to mix l'chatchila, but you're allowed to own it over Pesach. That's a shita sator. So that according to the tour, when you have this mixture that we're talking about, and it's less than the shear to be Ivan Bayura Bayimatse, there's not even an Isidraban on holding it on Pesach. Okay, because of a smack. Avotaisis disagrees. Avotaisis Resh Pesach and Kasu the Osir, the Loi Plug Rabbanon. By Chichu came Mesnis in the Seir Yisare, Fafagav Davinuksha, they Nisid the Raisa by Chilasai. The Kosh came Bishiyasai, Afilach Yisare, Midrabanon. We find the chametz nukshe, there's such a din that you're supposed to get rid of it, even though there's no issedei raisa. So say yisareif is a raya that to this. So we have here a question. It's a basic question. Something which min ha'tayra you're allowed to eat. Did rabbanon aser when rabbanon aser eating it? Did they aser shia as well? So the tur holds that shia is muti. You're allowed to hold it over Pesach, and the taisus holds that. Even if there's no issur deraisa in eating it, it's still also to have it on Pesach. Zok the taisus, I'll bring you a raya. It's a seyer yisarif. What is seyer? That's something which is not edible. It's a sourdough. It's not edible. It's chametz nuksha. It was never edible. And afal pikei, since midrabanan you're not supposed to have chametz nuksha on Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz nuksha. So memela, we say get rid of it. It's a raya that you have to get rid of it. How is the Torah going to answer the Raya? So the Magen Avraham brings an interesting teretz. L'das ha'tor. The Torah holds that there's no Isser min ha'tayra to eat it. You're allowed to have it on Pesach. Das HaTor, so why say are you Sarif? Why do you have sourdough on Pesach? Why do you have to burn it? So Achleima, that he did say, or Mayri be Yomtif. So not Achleima, on Yomtif itself. She'ef Shalaf Faisai, it's a dough, it's a sourdough. So what are you going to do, put it away till after Pesach? It's not going to last till after Pesach. You would have to bake it. But since there's an issa to eat it, E'ef Shalaf Faisai, Dasa Bachila Midrabanan. And if you're going to leave it this way, it's going to become chametz gomor. It's a throwing cold water, it won't help. So an interesting Magen Avraham, he says okay, he says we're talking on Yom Tif, and on Yom Tif you're not allowed to bake it, it's a malacha, so therefore you should burn it. So this, the Dogma Mervava on the side, I think he had a frame also, is Meir the same type of Ha'ara, that the Lush of Yad Ephraim Kvar Niskashu HaAchrayim, says the Achrayim already jumped on this Magen Avraham to be Yantif Asla Sarfai. If you can tell me sorry on Yantif, you know how to bake it, you know how to burn things on Yantif either, but it's Chamayit, you can bake it, right? No, it's going to become Chametz. Right now it's Chametz Nuksha, which is Mutala Shaisai. So bake it so it shouldn't get ruined and put it away after Pesach. So
you can cook it.
You can only cook things that you're not allowed to eat. You can only cook for tzarchei hayayim. So burr. So yeah. I hear. No, it's not as simple. The kasha is a good kasha. The tirtzu. Let's see what he says. The Torah azul b'shitas achiv Rabbeinu Yechiel siman tuf ben vav b'loy bitloy the aser. The kashu sayer yeshu levatloy she'asa ba'anah v'labishu say koy levatloy. And the shita Rabbeinu Yechiel is this. There's a machloik is there. We know that if you find chametz on Pesach, koyful of kli. Right? Anybody knows that, God forbid, you find. It's happened to me. I'm ashamed to say it's happened. We found chametz on Pesach. So you koyful of kli. You put a keli on it, and you happened to me once. Chamoyed, we're going somewhere. We went to the basement to take out a suitcase, and in the suitcase there was a Danish. It was quite ancient, and on Pesach, imagine. It was Nuksha. Well, it wasn't Nuksha. Nuksha is only was never Roy Lachila. It's Hamisha Ipsha. But anyway, there's one very important rule if you find chametz on Pesach. Don't tell the wife. It's really very, very frustrating. So anyway, you need to see after the Shvetah, not after if you need. I'll tell you, Meister Shaya with me, you know, I go swimming in the morning. So it was not Erev Pesach, the day before Erev Pesach, right? Like this year on Friday morning. So I went swimming in the Sephardic Center, and then I was coming here to learn. So I stopped into there's a grocery there. So, you know, you got to buy your last chametz. So I don't remember exactly what I bought, but one of the things I bought was a black and white. I bought something else, two things, and I took it. I came in here, and I sat down very carefully to eat the chavitz here, and I opened up the bag, and all that was in the bag was the other thing, not the black and white. I said, wow, I left it in the bakery, I left it in the grocery. All right, yeah. So I ate whatever I had my coffee, and I went to learn. So that night, I'm doing beer chavitz, it takes me a while. And here, went there, cleaned out everything, and good. And, you know, by the end, at the beginning, all the kids are there, by the end, already all yourself, and... away in everybody's house and stuff. And fine, I go to check the car. So I go to the car, I check the car. The car was clean, you know. It's the one thing that I do is to clean the car. And the car was clean. Fine. Afterwards, I realized my wet bathing suit is still in the bag. I finished to spread it out to dry. So the chamazel, sometimes I leave it that way also. So I took it out to dry. As I pull out the wet bathing suit, the black and white comes flying out with it. Which at that moment was a simcha, you know, you find a black and white after Bdikas Chametz, it's nice. But if not, unless you have the Shemaya, I could have easily found it in the Sephardic Center, as I on Chomay, as I went swimming, and pulled out, Rabbi, what do you have there? Could have easily have happened. And, so at any rate, the
sounds like something that's
Larva, because he's talking about what the Torah and Taisa are talking about is these things that that it says in the Rishayim that a taruv is chametz. You're not over if you eat, a person's not over if he eats it. There's no deraisa. And remember, midrabanan, we don't hold these things. We don't eat these things. But min haTorah, if there's no deraisa, then certainly there's no knas if it stays till after Pesach. And this machlokes is if it's even mutlach etchila l'shoyis on Pesach. To hold such things on Pesach.
Even
that's the machlokes.
Even
no, we're talking about taruvis, which is less than a kazayis bechilas press. That's what he's talking about. What? Oh, chametz nuksha. Yeah, he's bringing a rye. He's bringing medam and milsa l'milsa. We're talking about taruvis, where there's no issedei raisa, but there's issedei rabbana to eat it. So do we say on such a thing that you're allowed to have it on Pesach? Is the rabbana eating it? What about having it? So, I'll bring you a raya. Chametz nuksha is the same type of thing. It's something which is aser mutam and atayu nasa midrabanan. And yet, we find yisareif that you have to, yisareif, I guess, that you have to burn it. So medam and milsa l'milsa, the same thing should be true by a teruvus chametz as well. So, this is the machlokes between the Tur and the. And Taisis, whether it's mutter or aser to have it after Pesach. The. The mice of it is that on Pesach we don't hold such things on Pesach. However, in a case where Pesach already passed and it's chametz she'avar lav Pesach, so then it's a question of a suffik knas after Pesach. What? Well, it's toys up is that. No, it's true. It could be. It could be that it'll be mutter koin. Nothing's mutter koin to everybody, but there could be that it's mutter koin to the shittas. But chametz shavu Pesach, the lemais in such a case is that if it doesn't have the true taruvus of chametz, then it's not a problem. Now that means lemaisa, after Pesach, people ask about chametz shavu Pesach, buying in certain stores. Can you go into this supermarket? That supermarket is the chametz shavu Pesach. The rules of chametz shavu Pesach will be limited to very relatively few items in a store, of course, cookies or pretzels or cereals, things that are real chametz, of course, but things that are taruvus chametz that don't have k'zayis v'achilas pras that are less than 1/8 of the ingredients, which is many of the ingredients which have things like vinegar, which could be chametz, and even vaday as an ingredient, which is only given litein tam. All of these other products, there is no. There's no knas after Pesach to ask them, so that the din of chametz shavu lav Pesach is limited to those things which there's issur deraisa l'shoisai. The things which is issur drabanan l'shoisai, there's no knas after Pesach. So that even according to both the Torah and the Beis Yosef, they argue you can keep a l'chatchila. We all don't keep a l'chatchila because we sell anyway, so we sell everything. But the nafkamina to us is for chametz shavu lav Pesach, which would only be on things that are by Yerubah, by Matzei Deraisa, which would bring us back to the Machlaikas, the Kesem Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah, if it's Kedais, if it's Kedais Paras, or if it's Kedais in the total. But certainly there's no Kedais in the total of the container, then there would be no Isser of Chodesh Ovel of Pesach. No, there's no Kedais after Pesach. There is no knas. This is l'shaisai. There are two different isurim. One is asa l'shaisai. Something that you're not allowed to eat on Pesach. Pesach says you have to burn. Now chametz she'avar lav Pesach is a knas. It's not even a din toyer by real chametz. So that knas, which is grounded pretty chametic a knas, even shoygig and einsin dekanted, but only something that's asa l'shaisai. Something which you're not over by your rabbi matzei. There's no knas for you after Pesach.
Now,
the Torah is going with the shita that you're. Oh, I started saying I got interrupted. I recounted my finding the Danish. I got interrupted. If you find chametz on Pesach, the halachi is kifel of kli. Everybody knows that. If it's on Pesach, you kifel of kli. On chomayid, you burn. This it's a mishnah. The question is this talking about chametz that you did bittel? You're mevatel your chametz. Now, when you find it on Pesach, it's not yours. You're mevatel it. It's hefker. Just it's chametz shel goy be beis Yisrael. If a guy brings chametz into your house, it's not yours. It's also a din of kai falaf kli. You're not, because shami yavai la'ichlai. So some rishonim hold that the din of kai falaf kli, you're not allowed to burn it, is only if it's something that there's no deraisa on. You didn't do bittul. But that you did do bittul. So it's not yours. You sold it to a guy, so it's not yours. And then kai falaf kli. No, there's no deraisa, mitzvah deraisa burning it. But if there's a mitzvah deraisa to burn it, the mitzvah deraisa itself is matir, the burning of the chametz on Pesach. That's on Pesach, on Yom Tov, even on Yom Tov. If you didn't do bittul, then it's mutter on Pesach. There are other rishayim who say, no, kaifel of kli is no matter what. Mishapur brings both shittas and he says he could go either way. No, he doesn't bring achra. On whether if somebody neglected to do bittul, which is rare, because we do bittul twice, right? We do it the night of beer, and we do it the day we burn it, and then we sell to a guy, so the case doesn't come up. It would only come up if something became chametz on Pesach. If somebody was working with flour and water, and the chalila became chametz on Pesach, then the shayla would come up. And is this a burning? The question, of course, is what the gedorim of the yisr are, why it should be asked to burn it, why is that not in tzairach? So that's a separate issue. All right, so we covered the first two types of chametz, and that is a taruvus of be'en. What about a taruvus of blius? For that, we go to the Chok Yaakov. The Chok Yaakov is only in Hilchis Pesach. Those of you who learned Arachayim and other areas know that you didn't bump into the Chok Yaakov. You learn Mishnah Berurah, there's an abbreviation Ches Yud. So that's this. That's the Chok Yaakov, which is let's see what he says. Now the truth Kedas Hapaiskim. I feel the less like Kazayis Bitte Achilas Pras, either the Bal Yeroya. But what? What's wrong? The Chok Yaakov? Oh, the very first page, I'm sorry. Taruvus Chavitz, Haskavas Achrayinim, we had a machlaikis, Magi Mishta Kesef Mishta, Kedas Hapaiskim, I feel the less like Kazayis Bitte Achilas Pras, either the Bal Yeroya. It's a common thing you're going to find throughout Hilchas Pesach with the Amachleiksin that we're machmir. We paskin like the machmirim that even there's no kazai techilas price, he's still over. To dafka min be'enoi minoi, deina batal mi deraisa baruba, ledas ha-saivrim tam kika deraisa, which is the way we paskin. Avo min be'minoi, de mi deraisa baruba batal, umut ala ichloi, but so you have min be'minoi, if you have flour and flour, chametz stick of flour and not chametz stick of flour, umut ala ichloi, but koshke shumut ala shaysa mi deraisa. Ach, midrabanan asa ala shaysa. Midrabanan. We don't keep, even if it's batel min b'mina, dilma yavai lechel b'imenu b'pesach, v'tzorech levaroi, mekomok. Ovar v'shaw, mutter la'achar ha'pesach, kima deloi ovar al-bayi yiroi u'bayi yimotzi. What he says till now is what I told you, that when you have a mixture, and there's always a deraisa, even if you're supposed to get rid of it, which is taisus shita, afal pikein, sisi da'reva b'ayi yiroi u'bayi yimotzi, there's no kedas. V'chein hecha dika shi samach af min be'ein emina idina hachi v'hecha deleka shum ma'moshes chametz. Now we get to category 3. There's no ma'moshes, rak tam chametz bulvad. All you have is a taste of chametz. Now we're talking here that there was chametz be'en and it mixed in kosav be, I think that's Ir Shushan, that's the Levush gab kein da'iver be'bal yiroi abal yimotze l'dayti roi l'stapik. We have here right the topic between Zemaoid. The Mashmois Hapaiskim Ainai came, Chain Kazim Cheskayin Sefer Taruvis, Daf Samakim Olamid Beis. The Nirali, Daf Laman Diyama Tam Kiiker Af Beloyma Moshes Dayraisa. Even if you hold that if you have a cholent and you cook it with meat, the potato has a din of Basar Dayraisa because Tam Kiiker. If you eat the potato from the cholent, you have to wait 6 hours. To have milachiks, hayudavkalin yinachila, yafinan may mishras. We learn it from Nazir. It's one of the places we learn tam kikad ereisa, the soaking of bread and wine. That's us. Avalavar bebal yiroya kiman sheenkan suras chametz klal. Even though there's no suras chametz, avagam de biyalof beisil beir meyachila bereish beis ayinam beis, but come on, lav lechol mili hushvu. And this is the sheet of the Chok Yaakov. The Chok Yaakov holds that tab ki ikr is only la'achila and not for other issues. In other words, tab ki ikr d'iraisa means for anything has to do with eating. If you have a potato in the chalent, it gets meat in it, it gets a taste of meat, so it's tab ki ikr. It's like eating the meat when you eat the potato. But that's gzeres hakasa by midi d'achila. By midi d'lav achila, like the isra of holding chametz, that is no din of tam ki ikr, and it does not apply. And they bring a raya to this from a Tosis in Bechairis. Tosis says, if you have a tamei, you have a piece of meat that's tamei, a potato that's tar, and you cook them in the same pot, and the tam of the meat goes into the potato doesn't become tamei. The potato doesn't become tamei from because it has mamoshes of the of tamei dikah meat in it, because tam kikr is only by achila, not by tuma. So from there they bring a raya to this chok Yaakov that there's no din of tam kikr by the isra of holding chametz, and memela having chametz till after Pesach, there'll be no knas. Again, I keep on mentioning you have to pay that's in the gaf kamina to us that there'll be no knas. This is the shita of the chok Yaakov. Now, there are many chalkim on the Chok Yaakov. The Primogadim is Agdama to Simon Tov Mem Beis disagrees. Some Sefer Netshuva and it's the Pri Chadash all disagree, and they hold Tam Kikah Deraisa is also that it has a din of Mamoshes, and there's an Issa to hold it till after Pesach, which means a case many places can talk about. I don't know if we have it today. They talk about rice flour, which has in it taruvis of tam of chita. In other words, I suppose it was somehow manufactured on the same machines as wheat, and it has a tam iris that has tam chita mixed in. Now, exactly what the metzias is, I'm not sure, but the place can talk about it. Today, I can't imagine that we would have such a case. Now, a bliya through a machine, we're going to get through soon. That we have plenty of. But a bliya of be'en that we would have today, I can't imagine what we would buy in a store that has a bliya of be'en, except possibly something that's kovlished, something like the apple juice. If you would leave the wheat bran, leave it in the wheat bran for 24 hours, so we'd have a bliya. But I can't imagine, could you think of any situation you would have today, like the cholent potato that has a bliya of barley? So that's what we're talking about. Something akin to that, hard to picture. But in Lomdis, it's an interesting machlokes. It's Tam Kikah D'Oraisa, a din of Mamoshes as well. The Mishnah Brura brings the two shitas. He says to be Machmir, except perhaps in Meruba, to be Mekel. Again, I don't know that this third category is Nogea to us, Halacha L'Maisa, in practical terms. No, that's we're talking about blias, tam kaker. Yeah, we're talking about a blia inside, which is not be'en. Otherwise, it would be a taruvus of min be'en aminai, which we talked about. We're talking about only a blia without mamashai, and that's this third category, which, as I say, is not so nogea. But the fourth category is nogea. The fourth category is something made on chametz and kekelim, and the machmirim. Yes, the host rice. Yeah, the whole part of Tam Kikah D'Oraisa. If one wants to go into it, this Stipler has an interesting piece on this in the Kilos Yaakov of Psochim Simen Chaf Aleph on this Machlaikis, which it will be more than Nagea L'Maisa. It would be interesting to go into the lumness of it, but like I say, I can't imagine a case where this is Nagea L'Maisa. What is Nagea is the fourth category, and that's here in the second column. Did I mark down which line? Let's see. Gdayla Mizu, the second line. On Chok Yaakov, on the first page of your of the handout, Gdayla Mizu Kasa B'Yashusha. The Gam, B'Nizbashel B'Kli Ben Yaymai, Yesh Lahachmir Shalai L'Shaisai. The Levusha Shita is that even something which was cooked in a chametz dikah keli, if the chametz dikah keli was a ben yaymai before Pesach, yesh lahachmir shaloi l'shaisai, a person is not allowed to have that over Pesach. Zokt on that, the Chok Yaakov, lo yedaiti mi'ayin yotza loi chumra zu. I have no idea from where he got this chumra. Adarabah. Hagud the reish pesachim kasa beferish that we should plitas kelim ein sarach biur. That because of a bliya that went through a keli, you have a product that was manufactured on chametz stick a kelim ein sarach biur. Ubefrat ladas harbei paiskin b'chotam ruvus chametz. You have to remember that there's a machlokes in the first place on any taruvis if there's an iser. So b'meila you could be meikel. V'gavod das Rashi sheet is tam kikolav deraisa tzitziruf. Gam yeshayim b'dekayde pesach shushas hetem b'kridat parnat dehetera liyim plitas kalem. So therefore he's mitzarif many sheetis and he says that there's no iser to be masha chametz which is made on chametz to kekelim. I think this is the one area where we do paskel lekula that chametz shavala pesach, which is not chametz, which are items that are made on chametz to kekelim, that something like that that there's no iser even if there's a tam, if it's a ben yaimai, if it's an eda ben yaimai, which is what happens in people's homes. It's 100%, but there's no machlaikis, there's no issues, which is when people have showers in the house. If a woman would call and say, I made a chicken soup and a chametz stick of keli, and it's a ben yaimai, what do I do with the chicken soup? It's a blia. So she would be allowed to take it, put it in the freezer, for after Pesach, because it's a naparadat. It's the most kula of the four, there are four categories. And on that, it's even mutter l'shoy say achar pesach that is no iser. There's just one sheet of that's machbir notwithstanding. What? All right. So what we do when we sell chametz, it's very interesting. When we sell chametz to a guy, there is a dispute that goes back a long time about what to do about kalim. There was a period where people used to sell the kalim to the guy too. So the guy selling him a chametz stick of kalim as well. Then there was this error that maybe if you sell your kalim, you have to tovel them, you have to pay, so you have to tovel all your kalim in your house again if you sell your kalim, which a little difficult to deal with. But so they stopped selling kalim. What the nusach of the shtora is say is a very queer thing. What it says is the pre-printed nusach that everyone uses. And you should know the Agadel Yisrael that didn't do this at all. They didn't sell blias at all. They just said the blias in the keli, it's mutter, there's no problem. It's mutter l'shayseh v'peisach, there's no issue. Because l'mayseh it's mutter. But with the nusach of the kashtar that's used by most people, it says that I'm including in the sale the blias that are in the walls of the kalim, if it's possible to sell such a thing. That's the lashon. Because not the kalim itself, just the blias that are in the wall. So you tell the guy, listen, there might be taste in the wall. That could have a value. How could it have a value? Maybe you're going to like the taste. You put some water in the kalim, cook it, get the taste into your water, and you drink the delicious water. So if that's possible, so then I'm selling it to you. Now it may be that back hundreds of years ago, where the kalim were klicheres that were porous and they absorbed, I shouldn't say porous, the water didn't go flowing out, but they were more porous than they are today. Maybe they absorbed, maybe. Because we don't see so much taste in the kalim nowadays. And what? Sherry casks, certainly. There are kalim that have. They sell the case of the town. There certainly there are things that have that thing. Possible, there's no questions. You know, I'll tell you something. Rapam was sick in his last weeks. I sat down. I made a list of things that I had always had kashas on him, and I went through the things I didn't have guts to ask him about. Like I asked him why he never talked to me. He always talked about honesty. He never talked about cheating on taxes. Not once, all the years. So I never had the guts to ask him why, you know. And so this one of the things I asked him was this. He passed in like a certain base mayor that I mentioned many times. He always passed in like a base mayor. It had to do with Davacharif, Oblias, and Akeli. And he always passed in like it, despite the fact that the Prima Gadim didn't pass in like it. And as a matter of fact, there was even one incident where some fellows from Lakewood had a shaylan, they asked her a palm. I happened to be walking with him. And he said to me, "Nu, what do you say?" So I said, "Base mayor." He told him, "Yeah, base mayor." So he asked me, "What's a base mayor?" So I told him. So they wrote a letter, a chabura learning Yerdeya, The Hakir Pasuk like the Beis Meir? There's so many sheetahs not like the Beis Meir. So, but Rapam held stark that the halacha is like the Beis Meir in this particular dispute. So at the end, I asked him why he held so stark with the Beis Meir. And I suggested to him, maybe you're mitzaref the fact that we're talking about Blias from Caleb. We don't see Blias in our Caleb. We don't see. I mean, nobody today sees you cook water in a keli. Nobody really tastes the blias. So all right, we paskin tam kikah de'ais. We paskin blias. It's halacha psuka. We don't change from what it says in halacha. But for its tziruf, maybe it's a good tziruf. So Rav Palm was very annoyed with me for saying that. He didn't like it. And the word that he told me is, what do you mean? Do you know who the Beis Meir was? He said, you know what the Nesivus wrote about the Beis Meir? Nesivus writes about the Beis Meir that something like halacha kamaisa b'chol makim, something akin to that. He said, no, that's what. So he didn't like this idea that that blias, what I mean, we don't see blias. So that rubbed him a little bit the wrong way. But nevertheless, to explain that to a yid is one thing. To explain to a guy that you're telling him the blias, it's a very, very strange thing. Especially because we're saying is really it's just a das yachid, that there's any problem at all. But what we do, I don't know if it's not in the nusach, maybe it is in the nusach. I saw the chametz with a group of rabbanim, and Rabbi David is the spokesman, Rabbi David. So he tells him beferish at the end, if anything I told you doesn't make sense and it's not a viable part of the contract, it doesn't dissolve, it doesn't affect the other parts of the contract. Even if there's something, the only thing that's really difficult is this one thing, and so he says it beferish. But what we're seeing here is really in the source, the idea of the Chak Yaakov, that the fourth category of Leah. So basically, we had four categories today. The first three, really all four technically are machlaikas of some sort. Right? We have four machlaikas. The first machlaikas was Min Bebinai, is it a Kazayas Techilas Pras or Kazayas in the container? Machlaikas the Magamishta, Kesem Mishta, it's really machlaikas had a Pask, and it's earlier machlaikas. Second machlaikas, the Torin Taisvis, about being Masha, even Min B'Sheina Minai on Pesach. The Kesem Mishra Magamishra was Min B'Eina Minai, which is the Shear. The Taisis and the Torah is beside Min B'Eina, said Min B'Eina Minai. Then we have the Machlaikis, the Prichadah, and the Chalk Yaakov about a Blia like a potato in a Chalant. Now all those three Machlaikis in were Machmiran. The fourth Blia, which is the Blia of Chametz through a keli, not barnat, before Pesach, that would make a lot. Not on Pesach. On Pesach with Machmir, very much. Even a klei ainu ben yaymai, but Masha who asks. But otherwise, we're make. I just realized that Pesach is not a joke. I mean, a klei ainu ben yaymai. It's I made the joke about the guy who stirred his thing with the glasses. You know, the Dira days. Who stirred it? Truth is, if his glasses have blias of chametz in them, so first of all, he's selling the blias in his glasses on Pesach to the guy. Very funny thing. And second of all, even b'di'evet, it would ask him. He stuck those glasses into his coffee on Pesach. It would ask even b'di'evet. Have to be ma'ir to these guys. What? It's penas manim. No. It's an interesting din. So these are the four categories. What we did not touch on, which we're going to do next week, is the question of things that are not roi l'achila, which we learned a little bit of in this sif, and more we're going to learn in sif beis, and that we're going to get to.
He
said he didn't talk about it for Rabbim. I'm going to talk about it for Rabbim.